Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, ni hao. In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, saubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a beautiful day in Orlando, Florida, and I'm in my beautiful new home that's been renovated for peace to dwell here. Joy. This is the house of joy that I'm living in now. Ooh, there's bright light over here coming from my window. So that's the sunshine coming. Ooh, getting brighter there. Okay, let the light shine in. So welcome, welcome. I'll be moving from this position to my studio after we do our joint rolling. So I hope you're ready to roll some joints and get high. I have some amazing guests coming on today. And we're going to hear all about a workshop, a seminar that's being presented next week, I believe, yeah, in Atlanta, Georgia. You don't want to miss this because we have been talking about renewing and building a true healthcare system after the last 2 years of Twilight Zone drama, lies, deception, and more revelation, actually more revelation about the crooked pharmaceutical mafia, the government. We are ready, ready, ready. We are so ready to build a new healthcare system. So my guests today are going to show us how to do that. And I want you to really be thinking about investing in this workshop, because this is how we build a new healthcare system with my guests give and their knowledge and wisdom. So let's do some joint rolling, because I see one of my guests is in the green room, and we're going to do some joint rolling first, like we always do on health and well-being, and then we're going to introduce our guest to bring us into a new healthcare system and a new program they're offering next week. So let's turn up the music and let's get on our backs and kick our legs up like we always do and roll some joints. Let's get high for a minute and roll some joints, and then we'll introduce our guests. I am just so excited because this is what we have to do. They're still pushing jabs. They're still pushing lies about viruses. And even when the mask mandates have been cut down, the Department of Justice still wants to go to court and fight the battle and keep the mask on. Oh, my goodness. So let us roll some joints and get some healing in our bones and joints. And then we'll be back with our guest this morning. So time for healing. Get your shoe, kick your shoes off, and let's get on our back. running smooth and stimulated. And let's rock side to side. Give your spinal cord a little massage. Rock side to side. Rock to one side. Push up. Woo, let's come to a sitting position. And let's rub our hands together one more time. And let's give our vagus nerve a little love. Place those hands on the back of the neck. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Woo, feeling good, feeling good. And give your shoulders a little massage. They get a little stiff all day. And we're going to start off the day giving our shoulders some loose, some much love, love, love. Let's pat on our chest. Get that thymus gland working, activated. Move around the breast. Lymphatic system is flowing good, flowing good. Woo, go down the arms. Woo, give yourself a hand and give thanks for this awesome, awesome, sacred temple, beautiful body that we live in. Give thanks. Woo-hoo. All right, we're going to go back into my studio. I'm manipulating, moving around here in my home. And get this show on the road. All right, we're back with my dad. This is my dad here, his book, the cover of his book. Let's see, we got a little light shining here. The Legend and Legacy of an African-American NFL Pioneer. This is my second book that tells all about my dad, who left the planet in 2019 at the age of 95 years old. So I'm really grateful to have written his story. And now we can talk about some health and healing and well-being. Woo, powerful today. Today we have some special guests, and I'm going to bring them in here because we don't want to waste time. We're building a new healthcare system. So let's see. I've got Nikki. Nikki Morgan. Hi, Nikki.
Greetings, how are you?
I'm doing great now that I've rolled my joints and lubricated.
I
hear
that.
Yeah.
I'm going to work out with you. Thank you so much. My blood is flowing. My tingles is happening. I'm so grateful. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I saw a leg up there. I'm like, whoa, Nikki's leg is moving around. That's right. You know, and it's so important these days as we continue to see propaganda and false information that we all participate and share our knowledge. So thank you, Nikki, for joining me. I see someone else is in the, let me see, Usiku is there. Let me add him in here. Usiku, are you there? I see a little, I don't see his picture yet. But Nikki, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and we'll hope Usiku can join in us. But why don't you start out and introduce yourself and give our listeners a little bit of your background and why you're doing what you're doing. I have to share this one thing, though. When the mask mandate information came out that this judge in Florida had shut it down with a 59-page report, I was like celebrating, and then I went to Walmart the next day, and I'm greeted by this young black woman at the door, and she's got a mask on. And I said, "Doesn't Walmart allow you to take your mask off?" And she said, "Oh, I'm wearing this so I can be healthy." And I thought, "Oh dear." And I just said to her, "Honey, do you know that our Creator does not think we need to wear a mask?" And she just looked at me a kind of a blank look. And I said, "You know Yahweh?" "No, I don't know." I said, "Okay, just think about what the Creator want you to do." And then I walked away and I said, light and love. I used to be slapping people with my words, my thoughts, that take that mask off, blah, 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 blah. Now I just send light and love to everybody. So I'm calming down. But when I saw that, I thought, we're still in that compliance stage.
And many of us are kind of slow to come out of it. But that's why I'm so happy that I've got these conscious women and men coming on today to share their knowledge and wisdom and help us move into, slowly but surely, a new healthcare system. So thank you, Nikki, for joining us this morning. Please share with our audience a little bit about yourself, why you're doing what you're doing, and what's coming up next week especially.
Sure, absolutely. Again, thank you for allowing us your platform to have this discussion, and we are absolutely in alignment as far as, you know, having conscious health decision-making and being able to have an autonomous way, fully consensual in our health. So my name is Nikki Morgan, and I am an intimate alchemist. And intimate alchemist is a new term because we're in new worlds, and it's all encompassing. I have been a clinical sexologist for 17 years, almost 18 now. I have specialization in touchless orgasm, somatic work, polyvagal work, Reiki master. I'm also a martial artist. I spend much time I'm a forever student of Ayurveda. I'm an ordained minister, a tantrika. And I also work deeply with sacred medicine integration, as well as being trauma-informed in all the work that we do. The work that I do is specifically geared towards decolonization of our emotions, and being able to utilize the human body and the birthright of our orgasm to connect to our oneness, to tap into our primordial truth. And this is a greatest time than ever. We won't have these kinds of times for a very long time. So I want us to be able to know as much as we can, take advantage of these moments. While we are seeing all of this upheaval is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to change, to rebuild. And what we're doing in alignment with that, when I say we, I have a few of my colleagues who have not been able to join us this morning. We've been working very hard on an event next week called Interdimensional Journey. And Interdimensional Journey offers a level of healing that comes from our shamanic backgrounds, our medicinal backgrounds, our indigenous backgrounds. And it's special because we have so many different practitioners, facilitators, ancients from different parts of our culture. When you attend Interdimensional Journey, you'll be able to experience the journey of your body, your mind, your spirit. We will be doing ecstatic dance. We'll be doing Qigong. There are indigenous medicines that include Kambo, Changa, Hrape, and more. We will have discussions that will bring us into decolonizing our minds. We'll tap into our sexual energy, our life force energy with Kundalini Yoga. There'll be body work offerings if you need massage, if you need touchless orgasm, and many other modalities of using the body for healing. We will have discussion around love, compassion, harmony. We will speak on bliss of resilience. And our Wednesday is an ecstatic day because we'll have a number of items that will allow us to truly get into our primordial self throughout the entire day. And then Friday is also a special day because we'll be doing our sonic alchemy ceremony. And our sonic alchemy ceremony will be led by a very special individual. Her name is Nikki Monti. And Nikki Monti is one of the very rare melanated women in our country her medicine is the gong, and she's able to channel, and while she's able to channel, She moves through these gongs, and these gongs allow us to reset and recalibrate all that itself. So next week is a life-changing week, and we're able to really get into all the aspects of our health, our mental health, our emotional health, our physical health, and leave changed by the end of this week.
Wow. I am just, it sounds like you've been at this for like 50, 60, 70, 80 years, all the things you're doing. How did you become so interested in holistic healing medicine, or even Ayurvedic? That I have a friend who does Ayurvedic counseling, and I realized how much time she puts into that, how much time she studied it. And even the intimate alchemist, I'm going to really talk about that, because I shared my experience on my sex on the beach experience was all about touchless orgasm and all that because of the energy at the beach. So how did you become so interested in all these fields, especially the intimate alchemist knowledge?
Yes, well, truthfully, I was born with my memories and I retained them. So my interest in the body started very young. My elders that were studying in nursing and the body and phlebotomy and many healers in my family, I've been interested in the body from then. And then relationships interest started kicking in at about maybe 9, 10 years old. I was writing papers about the Pope's infallibility and challenging it then. Yeah, so I've always had this this understanding of what we are, and we use these bodies to navigate our infinite. These bodies harness our life force energy. It harnesses our sexual energy and our arousal. When we arouse to something, we are offering consent for it to come to matter or matter realization. So because of this, the body was a no-brainer. The body was a no-brainer for me. We tend to be professionals in so many other things, and these bodies that we walk around with, sometimes we don't even know where the organs are. We don't even know that these organs hold sexual energy. We don't even know that these organs have individual consciousness and there's conversation that can be had with them to let us know what's going on with our internal emotional world as it relates to our external. And then that intimacy gets deeper when we start to tap into what herbs, what exercises, what movements, what colors, everything on the planet can be used for our healing, for our alchemy. And tapping into that is what it became very obvious to me, that intimacy is the conversation.
Now, for those who don't know alchemy, can you break that word down and give us a definition of what alchemy is?
Sure. Alchemy is just simply being able to take something and change it into something else. That's the most simplest way of placing it. So alchemist, right? Being able to take chemical properties of one thing and another, and being able to put them together and create something new. But then it doesn't only stop in our alchemic way of looking at things or our chemical way of looking at things, but we do this all the time, even in our bodies. When you decide that you're feeling angry inside and the anger is building, right? We may produce lactic acid in our bodies. We may produce
hormones, huh?
Yes, absolutely. So when our bodies are producing these stress hormones, is an opportunity. These stress hormones is a message for the body to say, hey, I need to know more about myself. I need more room to be me. whatever that is, I need more room. I need a clearer mirror. So this is an opportunity to say, oh, okay, I've been constricting me. I've been constricting you. I've been constricting us. So what can I do? So it may mean I have to sit down and meditate and create space. It may mean that I have to eat something different. It may mean that I need to start moving my body. It may mean that I may need to change my relationship. These are all alchemic way of movement, of changing the things in our bodies. And again, because these bodies are fractals of our universe, naturally, when you change it internally, it will change externally.
You know, my first book I wrote was called My Body is Talking to Me. So the way you're defining alchemy was really in my thoughts, but I didn't use that term, because what you're saying is that when you listen to your body, that you can become an alchemist. And correct me if I'm wrong, that you can become an alchemist if you're listening to your body and really studying in a way, what does it mean that my body is doing this, that, and the other, and my adrenal glands are stressed, my adrenal glands are exhausted. So listening to your body, is that like the beginning of becoming an alchemist, when you begin to transform and use that information to make a change?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, 1,000%.
Okay.
We begin, it starts with the body. It starts with the body. And the habit has been in our old paradigm to skip that conversation about the body. And if we can't be inclusive of that, then everything that we create will have entropy. So, yes, absolutely.
So what is your, when I think about that also, I think about religion, how religion has failed many of us in our denominations of not connecting us to the kingdom within. You know, we've been in the church, Jesus is on the cross with the crucifixion. We've got the rosary beads in the Catholic religion. And so much of our journey in religion was taking us away from being an alchemist, would you say? And what was your beginning with religion, and how did you transform that experience into what you do now?
Sure. So my experience with religion, it didn't take in the way maybe we may understand that. It is my belief that everything is the essence of I am. And when we're able to connect to ourselves, there are messages in everything. So what happens is that when we self-abandon, then religion becomes an external force or an intermediate for us to connect with ourselves or our source. And for myself, I went to Catholic school until I was in fourth grade.
Mm.
And then I went into deep studies. Religion has been a deep part of my life for many years. So in my Catholic school, if we didn't score a certain amount, we would get beat in our hands. But once I left, there was a find out that our headmaster had been violating some of the students. And none of that surprised me. But as I got older, I also encountered religions that turned into aggressive cults. And even then, still watching people that I love go into these belief systems and reject their family, reject themselves, and then come out of it apologetic and very hurt at the things that they created for themselves. And you know, I've spent a lot of time with the gospel. So religion has not turned me off as much as it has allowed me to lean deeper into it so that I can understand why the perception is the way it is and how can we utilize this information. And what was really beautiful last night, Adara Mosley, who is part of our team in Intimate Interdimensional Journey, she's wonderful. She also does touchless orgasm, and she also uses the energy for telekinesis. It's very beautiful. And one of the things that she spoke to last night was using Psalms as a spell book. And because the Bible that we know now, the King James Version, remember, all of these ancient texts happened before they were altered and whitewashed or colonized to control. So truly, I don't blame religion. I think that whatever is working for you, allow it to work for you, but remember who you are and you won't get lost.
That is so beautiful. And you're right on about that. I was talking to a friend. In fact, I had lunch with a friend and we spent like 4 hours in conversation. And I learned that both her parents were extreme narcissists. And so her pressure release was to go to church. She finally, when she was able to tell her parents, I got to go to church. So her escape from these two extreme narcissistic parents was to go to church. So she developed, like you just shared, she developed a love for the history of it and the peace that it brought her and the calm that it brought her. And today she's more of a spiritual counselor because that was her early journey. And no shame on religion at all, except that it drove her, motivated her to look deeper. And I think that's what religion is intended to do, is not to keep us in Sunday school, as I always say, but to help us grow and graduate into the alchemist, and into the spiritual person that we were meant to be and understand this kingdom within. We've got to go to a break. I'm just realizing the clock. And when we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about your role as an intimate alchemist. And I'm curious to know what type of clients come to you and who do you counsel in this area and how have they grown or benefited from it? Because I know for me, being on the beach and having that experience was just reducing my need to have, you know, a relationship with a person who's going to fulfill me. And it just reduced it even more when you have that experience with your temple, your sacred temple. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. If you're just joining us, we're here with Nikki Morgan, who is an intimate alchemist and so much more. And we're talking today about this interdimensional journey that's coming up next week in Atlanta, right? Atlanta, Georgia. And how we all need to invest in this, because I think it's a continuation of our development of a new healthcare system and a necessary step to come out of the sick care system. So we'll be right back with Nikki and I keep saying Yusiku, but I'm not seeing his face. So I'll come back and talk to you.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Music. This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Morgan, and hopefully some of her partners will join us. We're here for another hour, almost an hour and a half. So if they join us later, that's fine. I don't know if you want to text them and let them know. They can always join us later because I understand.
I'll let them know right now.
Yeah, it's okay if they come in later because your background is full. And we could talk about alchemy all day as far as I'm concerned, but for those of you just joining us, we're talking about interdimensional journey, and this is the theme, right, and the topic for a workshop next week in Atlanta from, is it Tuesday to Friday?
It is Tuesday to Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday.
And this is an opportunity for everyone to move out of the sick care system into wisdom and knowledge that will keep you healthier and hopefully prevent you from going to any hospitals and any doctor's offices for too long for anything. Because after the last 2 years, it was a sure wake-up call as to how corrupt Big Pharma is and our government in bed. I've been saying that the CDC Director Walensky and Brandon, President Brandon, and the pharmaceutical companies, they're all having a big orgy right now, trying to make money. They're all making money. They're in bed. In my vision, they're all in bed with money just flowing everywhere, and they're rubbing each other's backs and promoting each other. And now the Department of Justice wants to fight the mask mandate. You know, it's about freedom at this point. We have enough. After 2 years, we have enough knowledge and experience and information that should help us all get healthier, stay healthier, if we're conscious and awake. So Nikki is here to share what she'll be teaching and what we all should know about intimate alchemy and clinical psychology, Ayurveda, gong reset. You're talking about the big gong instrument and how using that can reset, you said, recalibrate your energy.
So that is a tool and a medicine offered by Nikki Monty.
Okay.
So and Nikki Monty, she's a sonic alchemist. And so yes, these gongs, think about sound and ourselves. Or think about if you're familiar with cymatics. And cymatics are just simply, you know, if you put salt or water on a plate and you put a specific vibration in, the vibration will create a shape in that salt or of that water. So in essence, when we're using these ancient gongs, we're tapping into and massaging the cellular structures of these bodies and releasing whatever has been held so that we can tap into our primordial aspect. When we really start getting into these bodies, these bodies it is the ultimate technology when we know how to use it.
During COVID drama, Twilight Zone, I was living in an ashram, with another woman was upstairs. I was downstairs and they closed down the ashram, no more yoga classes. And so the administrator said, well, let's do some virtual, yoga classes. Well, her teachers didn't want to show up. So here I am, a kind of a beginner yogi. Beginning teaching, I said, well, I can do some yoga classes. And we had this beautiful gong in the room. It was just amazing. So I just started playing that and using that every week, once a week. I'd go on virtual on the website, on the Kundalini Yoga Facebook page, and I'd have 45 minutes of yoga, my personal yoga, Kundalini yoga. And then I would do the gong at the end. I had no idea what you just shared, how effective and how powerful it is on the cells. But I was planted in that environment for over a year to introduce people to the gong. And now they have an opportunity to go to Atlanta and experience that in person with you and the other Nikki. And so this is really a very powerful opportunity, again, for people to come out of the sick care system and get an introduction to the tools, the therapies, the resources, the people who can help them stay healthy and stay out of hospitals. So tell us about some of your clients or people who you're helping as a clinical sexologist. I'm curious about that because we got a problem in that area with so many people being abused and people being abused and confused in that area about what sex, spiritual energy exchange, we call it here, is really all about. And how do you advance that definition in your work that you do?
Thank you for asking that question. Yeah. You know, what I like to do is expand the idea of what sex is.
Yeah.
And sex in itself is synonymous with alchemy. Because what we're doing is we're allowing ourselves to just even cellularly be able to mix whatever it is and create something new. So it could be your physical body, but it could also be just even with yourself. It could also be in a conversation, right? Because we need both to have those conversations. We need more to have those conversations. What the aroused body does is it opens up our gamma waves of our brain, it opens up our theta waves of our brain, it opens up our gamma, our theta, our alpha waves of our brain. The waves that I'm mentioning, these are aspects that you experience when you are in your meditative state, when you are in your your twilight state, daydreaming, or you could be just waking up from your sleep, from your night's sleep. What this does when you're in those spaces, you don't have as much of your critical mind or your identity sort of stepping into or interrupting your infinite self. And what sexual energy is, everything advances sexual, and everything, is supported by sexual energy. So the clients that I work with, they run the gambit. Many people come to me for moving trauma. Some people come to me because they want to expand their knowledge of their body, their sexuality, and their spirituality, and see how these actually connect. Some want to repair trust of self. And then there's some that just want to understand how to use their magic, you know? So I do teach touchless orgasm. I also bring it as, you know, as Tantra is also something that is a lifestyle. So even being able to understand how your sexual energy interfaces with your day-to-day, how you as a vessel can take on a specific role energetically and be of service in the world in a specific way that you choose. But then also some basics, you know, like really understanding, like not faking your orgasm, you know, and understanding that when you fake your orgasm, because your orgasm allows you access to your infinite, when you reject it, when you fake it, then that is your body's message to tell the universe, hey, you know what? I don't really matter. My health doesn't really matter. And we're talking about, and this is an epidemic right now. It's an epidemic that's not being discussed where, women that identify as heterosexual, we're looking at numbers north of 80 and 90% who have not experienced orgasm. And have made it okay for them not to experience it. And when I say orgasm, it's not orgasm in the way that we think, ooh, ah, and that's it. I can speak to 9 levels of orgasm. There are 9 levels of orgasm.
What?
Orgasm, yes. Absolutely, absolutely. In addition to the 9 levels of orgasm, really, when you begin to expand your understanding of orgasm, it truly is an understanding of the reconciliation between your little I and your big I, your infinite self and your perceived limited self. So there are so many things for us to really start to get into when it comes to sex and sexual energy. Even further, like, and as Dooley says, There's levels to this. You know, you can't even understand why I put my voice like that. you know? But yes, there are levels to this. When we, just last night, we were talking about accessing and using our plant allies to sometimes move through some of these things. So taking, for example, a microdose of psilocybin, you know. So what psilocybin does is it allows us to tap more into our serotonin. Our serotonin is that that happiness hormone that allows us to feel relaxed, feel safe, feel like everything is okay. And when your body feels like that, that's why we do our vagus nerve work. Our vagus nerve work does the same thing. So when you're taking a microdose of psilocybin and you engage in sex with yourself or sex with others, what happens is you can begin to travel. You can begin to travel interdimensionally. You can start to become and feel the oneness of everything that is around you. And when you're with your partner, you can literally become one entity. So there are so many levels to this. You know, being able to have energetic exchanges without touching, and feeling that orgasmic way of being. And I just also want to put into context when we talk about orgasm in our society, many of us are thinking of that fourth level of orgasm. And that fourth level of orgasm, that's where, you know, you might feel your body start to convulse and you feel that release. you know, to really start to understand orgasm or orgasm as a means of release. So when you understand orgasm as a means of release, then you can really start to expand all the nuanced ways that we experience orgasm. Forgiveness is a level of orgasm because you know when you forgive someone because your whole body is like, right?
Yes. That's deep. Now, that's one of those deep levels because forgiveness is healing. So, oh, my goodness, you're so right about these levels because, oh, wow, that's so powerful, bringing in forgiveness. It almost makes me, it makes me want to cry because that's such a deep truth that forgiveness, when you can let go of all the resentment, of all the jealousy, of all the anger, of all the hate, even of your parents, that is indeed kind of a level of releasing constriction in your blood vessels and in your heart and in your mind and just all over your body. There's a book I have called The Cancer Report. And there's a story in there about a man who forgave. Was given a death sentence. You only have so long to live. And what he did was went through his address book and started calling people and telling them he forgave them. And his cancer went in remission. So the whole process, this is so deep. That level of forgiveness is maybe one of the first two levels. It's like that's a basic level. And then from there, you can have the true intimacy with yourself and with others, and then we can connect at the beach with the sun. You can pay attention to your environment. I just see this. I can see the nine levels you're talking about of starting within here, of letting go of emotions that are low frequency. How about that? Letting go of fear and anger and resentment and all those low frequency emotions to me are the first levels of releasing and letting go.
Yes, absolutely. And even, you know, so what I do in my intimate alchemy classes, when we first begin, we ask, okay, so what selves are present? And what selves, as in, is it your angry self? Is it your annoyed self? Is it your irritated self? Is it your sleepy self? Is it your happy self? Is it your sexy self? Your sensual self? Your loud self? Whatever those selves are, right? Because in this intimate alchemy, all can be accepted. All can be transmuted. All can be alchemically shifted. And everything has a place. So when we start to understand emotion, we're always, as human beings, until we all come together and move through this experience, we're always going to run into aspects of ourselves that will trigger an emotion or trigger a new level of tension or resistance or whatever that might be. So when you start to understand your emotion, you'll understand that it's like using your gears in a car. So when you think of shame slows things down. When you think of regret is reversed.
Oh wow, that's deep.
right. You know, so you don't have to judge these emotions, but know what they are and what their purpose is. Anger is fire. Anger will burn things up and get to the point. However, if you stay on anger too long, you're going to put that thing in overdrive and burn yourself out.
I love
right? That.
Yes.
So these emotions are exactly that. But because we have been colonized even before our 500 years of slavery here, we're talking about colonization of the human condition of this whole planet. So because you understand, oh, well, this person is crying, I should immediately feel sad. I should immediately feel sympathy. But that might not be the emotion that's going to be helpful for that moment. There's an assumption that when you experience someone trans Are you okay? I'm so sorry. But that's you doing that. What does that person feel? Suspend your assumption. Suspend your projection of that emotion before you move. Stay in 0 point and allow that person the space to say and feel whatever it is that they would like to feel. Because they may just want to celebrate the life of that person. They may want to say, you know what? I am so grateful that my new ancestor has moved on to a new level in life. And we're not attached to the sadness. I'm not saying that we need to be cold. I'm just bringing the point to say that we have created these habitual personalities, these habitual identity traits. And what these are as creator is we have taken these relationships that we have with emotions, the relationships that we have with identity traits, and we've created them and we've become attached to them. And sometimes we don't recognize that it's okay to put it down because we created it. And because we don't put it down, it outlives its usefulness, and then it'll start to create scenarios that you no longer require in your life. So being able to be aware of what those habitual aspects of your identity is a part of being that alchemist, being that intentional creator. And frankly, we're infinite. So are we actually creating or are we just observing?
Wow, that is so powerful. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got a caller in the studio. Thank you, Nikki, for being here. And if you're just joining us, Nikki Morgan is our guest right now, and we may be joined by some of her other partners in this interdimensional journey workshop they're putting on in Georgia. You need to think about investing in this workshop and being in Atlanta next week, because this is only a part. Nikki is only one of the many participants or many teachers. Let's see, is it 1, 2, 3, is it 5 main teachers? I'm looking.
It's 6 of us completely.
Okay.
I may have sent you a link. I'm not sure if you received it. But we have Shaman Dooley.
Right.
He does psychic surgery, Qigong, body work. Then we have Nikki Monti, who is our sonic alchemist. Of course, there's me. And I am your intimate alchemist. Then we have Azara Moselle, who is the tantric shaman. She's the one that I mentioned is using this energy also for telekinesis. Then we also have Fairy Hawk. And Fairy Hawk is going to be leading us in Kundalini Yoga and Sacred Cacao. And she's also going to be assisting us in the ecstatic dance experience. And then we also have Chief Nighthawk, who is a combo server as well as a Reiki master and our master of ceremonies.
Wow. 6 very powerful, conscious, I would say anointed people, souls, who are going to lead us out of the sick care system and introduce or advance your knowledge about true health and alchemy and so much more. So you don't want to miss this. If you can, you need to get down to Atlanta next week and begin your journey to the new healthcare system. We bring this information and knowledge and wisdom every week on this platform, Health and Well-Being, to help people come out of this sick care system. And this is a great opportunity for you to spend a whole week or 6 days in this whole, and she's putting a link up to the show on the Facebook page. So, and I'll make sure that, or in the chat,
yeah,
right?
It's in our personal chat, so you may have to share it with your audience because I'm unable to hear.
Yeah, I'll share that with our audience. But you need to really seriously think about going to Atlanta next week and hearing from these very powerful individual souls who have all the knowledge and wisdom that we need to come out of the sick care system. This can be like an introduction next week. And then you'll have contacts. You'll have people who resources that you can go to as you journey forward from next week that will help you stay out of the sick care system. That's our goal, because at 2 years of this, what's that?
It will be life-changing.
Life-changing, exactly. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm feeling. Life-changing. So let me go to our next break. And when we come back, we've got two callers in the studio, and we'll come back and hear your calls, and maybe some of our other presenters will show up. But if not, we could talk to Nikki all day about alchemy and Ayurvedic and so much more. So we'll be right back after this message.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Morning. This is such an important show today. Hope you can share this with your friends. We've got at least another hour to go. And we're talking with Nikki Morgan, who's one of the presenters and teachers and counselors for next week's Interdimensional Journey in Atlanta, Georgia. I wish I could be there. I'm really debating whether to go up there and stay with my sister who lives in Atlanta, right in College Park. Or there's someone who died in the family, and I may have to travel to a funeral or go to a camping experience next week. So I've got all these choices. But what Nikki is sharing with us is so valuable to understand your sexual journey with yourself, first of all, because when she talks about nine levels of tantra, understanding, wisdom, we're talking about forgiveness. as like a major part of all this. And that makes so much sense to me when I look at how forgiveness relaxes the cells, releases energy that is not conducive to having a beautiful sexual experience, for one, and so much more. We need to talk about some more of the levels, but we got callers who pressed one. So let me go to the callers, and if you have a question or a comment, please direct toward Nikki. She's our presenter that's here to help us grow and explain this interdimensional journey that they're going to be presenting next week. So let's see. Kwame Sunhorse, your mic is open.
Grand rising, Sister Piatta, and grand rising to you also, Nikki. You know, I sit here in stolen lands of Muscogee Creek in Georgia, and I'm very grateful because Yusiku asked me to connect you together with her, and I'm grateful because it's very important in the modality in which those generations are now using to allow themselves to free themselves, because this is a challenge that we had as elders in how we use our sexuality. And sexual is the word that I've taken. It's a spiritual energy exchange that you are love, S-E-X-U-A-L. Spiritual energy exchange, you are love. We're each a loving being of the Creator, and being able to understand how our power of recreating ourselves, which is part of the sexual gift that we were given from the Creator, and the woman is the most important part of that, and her being able to understand her nine levels of power. Because there's a saying, it says, a man plays with a woman that doesn't know her power. A man marries a woman that knows her power. When she understands her ability to be able to create that orgasmically or orgasmically is organically. And organically is a word which says into connecting matter. Orgasm is to climax. Those levels of climaxing are something in stages that we have to begin to teach as we grow into our adolescence. Those lessons have to be able to see how to use your energy to control your emotions, how to use your energy to control your emotions. Because in that leveling of emotion, I think it's very important, and I'm hoping that there's a part for women have the orgasm, because in her orgasmic body, that is when the womb in itself is pulling in. It's that spasmic reaction of that. And there has to be a training of men to ejaculate, not to ejaculate. Because in that part of learning how a male is supposed to ejaculate to create his own orgasmic connection and bathe his third eye with the power of his semen and his sperm, and being able to energize that life force of a million to one, if he can retain that energy and be able to contain it, to give himself the power when that time comes to create, he gives a life force that is more powerful than just sound bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. I was thinking about that as you were talking, that there's this saying about how men, too many young men view sex as I'll love you till I come or something like that. I love you till
right.
I come.
And,
so we've got to come out of that adolescence and get into Nikki's teaching.
No, teaching adolescence, because adolescence is the stage coming from the child to the puberty age. Puberty is that the body is automatically changing, because in the womb, that female or that male already has been given its eggs or its sperm. So when it gets to that age, it already has a reproductive system in place.
Right. So thank you, Brother Kwame. I got a couple of callers. Plus our Nikki, I think it's Nikki Monty, is in the green room. I want to get to her. But thank you, Brother Kwame. I think what Brother Kwame is highlighting is we need to have discussions, because there's so much what they've called misinformation. Talk about misinformation about this subject and wrong information. Thank you, Kwame. I'm going to go to our next caller and bring in Nikki. Let's see, Nikki Monty, is it?
Yes.
Hi, Nikki.
How are you?
Thank you for joining us. We were just hearing from one of our callers, Brother Kwame Sunhorse, sharing with us his wisdom about sexuality and orgasm. And we've been talking the last hour about amazing alchemy and levels of orgasm and forgiveness of all things. It just blows me away that Nikki Morgan introduced the idea of forgiveness as part of the level of having beautiful sexual alchemy. So, Nikki, before I go to the next two callers, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're going to be presenting next week at the Interdimensional Journey Workshop.
Well, yes, thank you so much for having us on here. It's an honor to be speaking with you.
My pleasure.
It's crazy because Kwame, I've been wanting to meet Kwame since last year, and you guys just got off with him, so I do need to touch with him when I get off. So that's great connection. But to speak to what I do, I'm a sonic alchemist. What I utilize is these tools back here.
Oh, the gong. There's the gong.
Yeah, so I use gongs. I use Tibetan healing bowls, which are the metal bowls that are made from 7 to 9 different metals, so they're alchemical. So they get into your cells, they start doing different things, producing healing aspects within yourself and allowing you to see what is going on within yourself. So it's a supportive tool to get to know yourself, to work with yourself, and to transmute whatever's going on with you that's not supportive, to move out of the way so that you can do your purpose work. I also work with crystal singing bowls, chimes, tuning forks, and all different kinds of elements so that we can walk in our purpose, so that we can have ease on our earth walk, because that's what I call it while we're here. It's our earth walk. And on Friday next week, I'll be utilizing these tools in a ceremonial fashion. So it's going to take a few hours to get through this motion because I'm a channel. I'm an ancestral conduit, and I allow energies, positive mitigating forces to come through and assist me in gong play, because people say I'm a master, but I don't feel I'm a master. What I feel is that the masters assist me. So I really enjoy what I do. And I also work with indigenous medicines. So I also allow that to assist in the process as well, so I can get out of my own way, because sometimes we get stuck. We're here living this earth experience. So to allow things to flow properly and to gauge and to assist in people in their healing, and also listening with my heart, my head, my womb, my inner son, because when I play for everybody. I don't just play for myself. And I allow spirits to do what they need to do to assist everyone that is participating in the experience.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I was sharing. Oh, we got an echo. Somebody's got their phone. So I was sharing with them how I used the gong during COVID while I lived in an ashram, Kundalini yoga ashram, for a year and a half almost. And I didn't know anything about the gong. I had been in several Kundalini yoga classes where the gong was played, but I didn't know anything about it. So the administrator gave me a little booklet on the gong and what it does and all that. And I'm like you. I was like, spirit, lead me. How do I do this? And it was just a matter of me just using it in a way that was pleasurable sounding, but at the same time I was wanting to feel the effectiveness of it. So I'm going to have to, if nothing else, zoom in. I hope you'll have a Zoom when you're playing, if I can't be there, so that I can experience your playing. Are you going to have a Zoom on your day that you're playing the gong?
No, I will not, because the thing is, if it wasn't a ceremony, I would.
Oh, okay.
But since the ceremony is happening in the evening, there's a lot of things that transpire during ceremony that should not be on camera.
So are you going to have sell any videos afterwards of the whole week? Have you thought about putting some of? Okay.
Certain aspects of our week.
Okay.
Will be available for the general public afterwards.
Okay, great. Because if I can't make it, I want to at least be able to purchase something that shows me the video aspect of it. But let's go to the phones. We got a couple of people who pressed one, and they want to chime in. 773-221. Your mic is open. Welcome. You have a comment or a question for our guest, Nikki?
Yes.
And Nikki.
To Nikki Morgan. I'm Andrew Nelson. I am a self-described clairconscient alchemist. My best friend, Sa'abu, whose father is a Sierra Leone tribal chieftain, is a self-described clairsentient alchemist. I just need your email address so that I can inform you as to how you can monetize your intellectual property, which is extremely valuable, by the way.
Did you hear all that? He wants your email address.
Sure. My email, you can reach me at transform, TRANSFORM, transform at nikkiexperience.com. That's NIKKIEXPERIENCE.com.
Okay.
Experience.
Thank you, Nelson. We'll put that up. We'll have her repeat that before we go off. Let me go to Mama AZ in Arizona. Your mic is open.
Grand Rising. Dr. V, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We've
Grand
got Nikki
Rising.
Here on Facebook Live.
I know. My gosh. This is so deep. Thank you. Everybody, Nikki, the gong lady, I swear to God, when I heard you on Truth to Power with Sister Bev, I immediately texted Dr. V. I don't know if you were in on that show. Brother Eric told me about the both of you being on Truth to Power with Sister Bev. It has been a phenomenal energy rain down while I'm here recuperating from major hip surgery here in Tucson, which Tucson, Arizona, you know, is an Aquarian. Brother Kwame can tell you all about that, and you can too, sister. I'm so grateful for you, Dr. V. I love the freaking bejesus out of you, girl. You are so on it. However you got these sisters on is in divine order. So that Nikki with the gong, it was like I had a dream or a vision. A couple of days later, she was talking, and she said she was the gong person, the sound person. I couldn't believe it, and it was all Eric's fault for tuning me in. I couldn't believe it. So family, you are blessed, and the ones that can get to this workshop, however you get to this workshop in a good way, go. And please connect with Brother Kwame. I know you are Sister Nikki, but it's way overdue, but in divine timing. Thank you for starting my day out with this type of love, and we must learn to forgive, family. Forgiveness is the key, and sound will help you do that. Thank us. Thank you, Dr. V, for all that you are and for all that you do, sister, for the healing of this planet. And by the way, when you were on, Nikki, it was a 7 on a Sister Bev show, and I believe today the energy adds up to a 5. That's awesome. Thank us.
And thank us is right, because the way I connected to these beautiful souls is spirit. I can't say it any other. I don't give take credit for any of this, because after the last two Sunday shows, Soul Purpose Healing, full moon activity, everything has just been flowing, flowing, flowing. I was saying like 2 days ago, I need a guest for Friday. I need a guest. And then boom, in my text, here's one of the brothers texts me, oh, we want to be on the show on Friday. I'm like, yeah, let's come on in. It's like, and so it's nothing but spirit. We are flowing now so beautifully in this new moon energy, last new moon energy, and just in general, that we are the conscious ones, those of us who have an assignment right now. We came to the planet for such a time as this. If we have an ear to hear what the spirit is saying to us, we're going to just keep flowing. And we got to turn off the TV, turn off the government, turn off the medic. We got to turn off all these matrix systems that have been interfering with our hearing of spirit. So thank you, Mama AZ, for all your love and your compliments. But you and I both know this is a spirit thing going on. And let me go to the next caller. And then we got another brother, Dooley, showing up. We want to go to, but 779-801, your mic is open. Welcome. We've got two sisters, Nikki Morgan, Nikki Monty, talking about orgasms and everything else. What do you have, a comment or a question?
Happy Earth Day. This is Paika. And grand rising to all of you.
Thank you. Welcome.
I have a question of the first guest. She spoke of 9 levels of orgasm. I have been aware and experienced 4 levels of orgasm, and I would like to know what the 9 levels are, and I'm confused as how forgiveness can be a level of orgasm. Could you explain that?
Sure.
Hello?
So I can run through it briefly, but I also want to leave space for, the other guests that are coming in. I'm very grateful that they're here. But the 9 levels in particular, so the 4 levels that you're talking about, if you are talking about the 4 levels, in general, everyone kind of feels like that 4th level is the thing. It's the end all be all. However, when you start moving past that, you know, our first level, we're energizing our lungs. So that's when we start to salivate. That's when we start to breathe heavy. That's when that sigh happens. And that's why it can also equate to forgiveness. There are levels that you can start to expand it out into. Grief is held in the lungs, right? So being able to be in acceptance, it opens it up. So there's a way to look at this. The second level is of the heart. And the heart in the physical body, when you start to feel this, you might feel like you want to, you feel like you just have a natural inkling like you want to kiss, or your tongue becomes active, you feel like you want to use it, you might start licking your lips, you might get that moment of lean in, that is another level of surrender. The third energizes our spleen, our pancreas, our stomach, that will starts to happen, that kindness starts to happen. The emotions that are connected to that spleen, that pancreas, that stomach. So you want to, you willfully want to grab, you willfully want to project and hold, you want to activate, you want to project the will. Then that 4th is when your kidneys, that's where much of our primordial and sexual energy is located. So in connection with your kidneys, it's also connected to your bladder. And so in that, that's why we may squirt, as we call it, or we may expel amrita. So that's where we're having all the convulsions, and we're starting to exude our liquid. Then when we get to our sixth level deals with our liver and our nerves. So by this, or excuse me, I'm jumping. Fifth is when we start to engage our bones, and when our bones happen, that's when these joints start to loosen up. That's when they start to loosen up, and in that
when that loosening, when that loosening happens, you naturally might feel like, so you may experience it as you want to bite your lip, or you want to, or you feel like you just want to. Some people even consider it like a feeling of wanting to consume, to bite down. The sixth level, as I mentioned, is those liver and those nerves. And that's when our bodies really start to undulate and we just start to lose. Even in that moment, sometimes people will experience that they're speaking in tongues. That seventh level is now when things get very hot. Our blood starts to boil and it starts to get a little very frantic, if you will. The eighth level is our muscles, when our muscles really start to relax now. And that urge to bite starts to happen more, and it's a great time for us to do our nipple stimulation then. And then that ninth level is what the French call petite mort, or mini death. And what's happening there is your entire body, your prefrontal cortex, or your brain, your identity brain, actually takes a nap, and your whole body. It surrenders to everything, and you're completely open. So I could go into details, but I just wanted to run them down.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Is some of this out of the teachings of Mantak Chia?
Mantak Chia, I don't think he's. It is similar. Yes, I don't think he specifically goes down the nine levels of orgasm. And specifically, you know what? There, Mantak Chia definitely speaks to the body, the sexual energy, the organs. He actually also is very good with microcosmic orbit.
Right.
So that's This the nine levels are more focused in on a Taoist, specifically Taoist perspective. Mantak Chia definitely opens it up in the way that he does. So there's many ways to look at this, but it's all of our information, our histories are layered in so many different ways. So there are many to attribute, and I just wanted to mention that we can also connect to and speak to one of the first, one of our first masters to bring in this kind of work, and this is in the 20s. This was Abraham Lincoln's doctor, who was also his spiritualist, who was also one of his protectors, and it was a black man, and his name was Pascal Beverly Randolph. And so we've been actually wanting to really evoke and celebrate his name, because how he was using this sexual energy understanding and this alchemy was to free people, to free black people from slavery. And speaking to Julie and getting closer with our studies, Julie brought to my attention recently that the day that Lincoln was shot was when was the day that Pascal Reynolds happened to travel out away from him for a day.
Wow. Okay. All in divine order, though.
People will be coming to the land of Lincoln anytime soon, into Illinois, Chicago, with your workshops?
I am located in Chicago personally. Okay. However, we're talking about other cities. But we are encouraging you, because this is the first seed of something amazing. We encourage you to come down. We encourage you to go to bit.ly/sacredjourneytickets and have this experience with us. Seed it together with us. We encourage you.
Thank you so much.
Say that one more time. B-I-T.
Yes, but bit.ly/sacredjourneytickets.
Okay. All right. We see Brother Dooley is in the green room, and we want to bring him in He's also a shaman. Let me see how he's going to fit in here. Yay, we got four of us in here. Hey, Brother Dooley. We got the male body here. Welcome, welcome. We've been talking to these beautiful sisters. It sounds very well, we're going to let you tell us, our audience, a little bit about yourself. This is Brother Dooley. How do you like to be referred to? Shaman Dooley? Or
I'm known as No Name.
No Name? Okay.
I love humor, but, you know, you can call me whatever, you know. It's like I'm just Dooley, you know. It's an acronym for Divine Universal Loving Intelligence, you know.
Divine and, Universal Loving Intelligence. Okay.
Divine Universal Loving Intelligence.
All right. And
so, yeah, it's a name that I know names play a significant role because they're a vibration, you know. And, you know, my grandmother, she used to call me Doobie, Abdoobie, all that. My government name is Abdul. But so that just sticks with me, and everyone just would call me that. But yeah, whatever folks want to call me, you know.
Okay, so Brother Dooley, you're a shaman. Tell us, what does that mean to our audience who might be new to some of the metaphysical, spiritual words, terms that are? What does it mean to be a shaman, and what are you going to be teaching next week to help us come out of the sick care system? My role, I believe, as a Blog Talk host on Friday mornings and Sunday night is to help people come out of the sick care system that has killed so many people over the last 2 years and is still deceiving and confusing people now. So we want to really promote your interdimensional journey next week as an exit door from this sick care system and an entrance into truth, true health care. So please tell our audience what a shaman is and has been for many thousands of years, and what you're going to be teaching next week.
Okay. Well, a shaman is really a Siberian term. That's what some of the people of Siberia would label themselves. So basically it's a medicine man or a medicine woman, one that pierces the veil of this reality. One who is connected to going beyond this third dimensional 5D sense reality, you know. So those are usually people who are born in various regions, different places around the world that have been marked from a very young age that, you know, even like, say, for instance, our people down south, they say, oh, you know, this one was born with the veil over her face. Or the veil was born over his face and stuff like that. And that's a term that a lot of Southern people would talk about. And usually those were your seers. These were the people that knew how to see beyond this reality, who knew how to be connected to those who have passed away, ancestors, connected to elementals, connected to the gods, the goddesses, different things of that nature. And a lot of times, unfortunately, a lot of these people, depending on where these people are born, especially if they're not born in a place where it's embraced to know about this level of being a seer, a lot of times these people are locked away in mental institutions because there is no place for them to be embraced by the community.
And their voice,
and therefore also there's no ongoing training for these individuals. So a lot of the voices that they hear or see, they think that they're going crazy nuts and they, you know, they're getting medicated and that's it. You know, I was reading a great book right now. It's called, I think the name of the name, it slipped me, but this is this shaman from Cuba. Very sensitive boy when he was younger, and he would see a lot of spirits and different things of that nature, right? And he had to learn over the years how to turn it off, how to turn it on, because a lot of times he didn't want to see certain things all the time, you know? Like when in the book he was talking about, even when we talk about illness, he was saying that most illness is always from a shamanic point of view, always spiritually related. So you would see certain types of things in a people's aura field, swords, knives, all kinds of things stuck in their aura field. And a person that could not see in the spirit world, they just might see, oh, this person has back pain or whatever. And it's not until that person you're working with figures out way, different ways to pull out these things that might be related to trauma, related to hurt, and then manifest it in the spiritual world as maybe an astral sword that's piercing your back or what have you, all right? So my journey started very young, you know. I came from a very spiritual household. My mother was one of those people who was a seer and didn't have the support and was classified as schizophrenic, you know. But my mother taught me a lot from a very young age, how to speak to the spirits of the trees, how to connect with the nature spirits, all kinds of things. But she was considered a very outcast in the family. My father was a very spiritual man as well and was very much into Eastern mysticism and stuff. So he had us doing yoga and Qigong and all that from a very young age. I just was attempting to do some yoga with my little children.
Well, I'm teaching my grandchildren, and they're catching on. You got to start young. Right. You're right. You got to start young.
Yes, they do. You know, because they're fresh from the other side. They have a lot to teach and share with us, you know. And it's important to get them before they start embracing these programs, you know, these ways that, because after seven, most times they say the memory starts to fade away, you know. But these things are important. It's a video talking about reincarnation floating about. There's this young white boy who he was telling his parents, like, hey, I want to go back to my old home, you know. And the parents, after hearing him say the same thing over and over, they started really to pay attention to him, and he actually knew where his last reincarnation was, with the home that he grew up in. And he also got killed by this particular man, and he confronted the man. You know, the guy was much older, and they came to the man's house, and the little boy said, "Why did you kill me?" Blah 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 blah. He told the police where he was buried, where the killer buried him. You know, so. When he confronted this man who killed him from the previous life, the guy turned total pale. He did not know what to do. This is my son right here. Kiss me.
Hi, son.
He didn't know what to do. Hey, what up, Kizzy Wizzy? You know, he didn't know what to do. He's like, what? And the guy just confessed and turned himself in.
Wow.
So a lot of times we have to start the youngins from a very young age and let them know that you're a eternal soul. You're not this physical body. You know, there's much more to you. When I started seeing a lot of my past lives, that's what confirmed it, you know. And it was like, hey, you know, we're not this physical vessel here. You know, we change the earth suit ever so often, you know. So, but what I'm going to be bringing to this retreat is I'm going to be teaching people about the life force energy. We're going to be going deeply into that. And my experience of dealing with Tai Chi and Qigong over the years, teaching people how to breathe correctly, you know, because most people don't even know how to breathe. You know, most of us, get down for a second, kiss me. I know you're having a good time on my back, but I'm trying to talk to people. Go in the other room. Oh, you can go on the porch over there, okay? Thank you. You know, we're trying to teach people, you know, most folk, they breathe from their upper chest. And you can tell a lot of these people who do a lot of shallow breathing, they're stressed out, their mind is all over the place, every little thing triggers them. Ah, I can't believe, oh my goodness, you know what I mean? We teach people how to breathe, and when you breathe, guess what? Breathe correctly, you're bringing more life force energy into your body, thus you're becoming a more healthier individual, right? You're not getting sick every moment and all that because you're full with the life force energy. And also, you're more in the moment. You know, like one of my old Tai Chi teachers say, when trauma comes up and all this crazy stuff comes up, because that's life, we all go through things, but it doesn't stick on him. He said it's like water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
And this is what
Absolutely.
Releasing all this cortisone and stuff like that. People got to first learn how to relax.
Yeah.
And then the second thing, learn how to be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Learn how to be able to be joyful.
And laugh.
You know what I mean? People walk around stressed out, angry, stressed out. You know what's revolutionary? Being happy. You know what I mean? Everybody want to go march and do all these other things. How about this? How about being happy? That's very revolutionary. Walking around being blissful. They'd be like, oh, what the hell is this guy so happy for? Don't you know the world is going? No. You dictate your own reality, my friend. So I'm trying to teach people how to be happy, how to be joyful, how to be blissful. Because these are the things that, guess what, going to make you more a better you. You know, and once you start tapping into the bliss and the happiness and all that, that's when all kinds of other things, exciting things start to pop off. You know? And that's what these two ladies on your show is talking about. One more talking about tantra, getting in tune with your orgasmic, blissful self, and Mickey over there hitting you with the sonic, you know, alchemy. You know, learning about certain frequencies that will release some of that pain and tension. We don't need to walk around with that. It's our birthright to be happy and blissful. You know what I mean?
Well. Yeah. And I like I like to use this map of consciousness to help people get to be happy and joyful, because the red zone is where sickness and inflammation dwell, and that's where the low frequency emotions of grief, anxiety, unforgiveness dwell. And then when you move up into the yellow, you got anger and resentment, hate. But when you get into the blue zone, your body, as these ladies, as we've been talking about, the body chemistry, those levels that Nikki outlined, they're more harmonious to our body when you're in joy and love and peace. So everything you're saying, I'm really resonating with. All of you, and I'm sure all of you are going to just harmonize next week in bringing your gifts to the people who join you next weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. And even I really am going to look forward to getting the video, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to Georgia. Nikki, you say you're in Chicago. What part of Chicago are you in?
I'm actually on the border of Boys Town.
Boys Town.
Boys Town and Lakeview, yes, on the north side.
Oh, north side. Okay, I didn't know. I grew up in Hyde Park, so I'm more of a south side girl.
I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, and I'm brand new to Chicago.
Okay. But you're traveling to Atlanta to do this retreat, conference, interdimensional journey teaching. And I'm so excited for you bringing this together, because it's just so needed. One of the things that has brought me humor is the promotion of Let's Go Brandon. I'm a serious type person, Brother Dooley, but when Let's Go Brandon came out, I'm like, yeah, let's get some humor in this whole thing. So now it's President Brandon, and I just see him for the clown that he is now, and I don't get serious as much about what he does or says, because it's all a drama show. So I want to know how each of you have navigated the last 2 years to maintain your joy and your purpose and your assignment. I don't know if you want to start, Brother Dooley. How have you navigated these last 2 years, and how can people continue to navigate the bullshit, as I would call it, that keeps coming at us?
Well, you got to have a spiritual practice. It's important. You know, you have to have something that will sustain that energy. I started really getting serious with Tai Chi and Qigong around 16, 17 years old when I was in high school. And that life force energy, when you start to move it, it moves the blockages in your being. You know, that's why when you look at acupuncture or you look at certain things of that nature, acupuncturists or even Chinese medicine, they'll tell you that, you know, disease starts to manifest because you got a blockage. Your chi is not flowing. Your life force energy is not flowing correctly. So I remember distinctly there was times where when I was getting deep into my Qigong practice that I would start to cry for no reason and not realizing what was going on with me. But later I realized that these blockages were opening up in release. There was a form of psychological release going on with me. So first of all, we have to deal with, like last night we was on Brother Black Dot's channel, and we had my good brother Chief Nighthawk on there, and Black Dot asked an interesting question to Chief Nighthawk. He said, how do people approach, how do you work with people dealing with plant medicine? And he said something where I totally agree with him. He said, you first got to clean yourself out first. So that's the first thing, is dealing with the trauma. And sometimes people don't even know what type of trauma they're dealing with because a lot of it is unconscious. But some of these exercises, be it yoga, be it Qigong, be it Tai Chi, a lot of these ancient exercises are about internal cultivation, all right? So these inner cultivation exercises are going to release the trauma so you can make room for the joy. So first you have to do the work to let go some of the baggage so you could be lighter, you know? And not only do I do a lot of the energy work with the Qigong and stuff, but Reiki, pranic healing, or anything that you're into, the sound therapy, all these are all tools that our ancestors gave us to deal with whatever time we're in. You know what I mean? Whatever cycle we're in, they're not going to leave you empty-handed. You know what I mean? The thing is that you have to seek out this type of healing for yourself. And once you start to do it, you start to gravitate towards more people and teachers that are going to fit you for your journey. Now, also, I'm into the plant medicine, and, such as ayahuasca, you know, such as psilocybin mushrooms, such as iboga, all kinds of different things. And these things have intelligence to their own. Within their own right. You know, a lot of people who have misconceptions about these plant teachers, they think, oh, you know, you're just taking these hippie, trippy drugs or whatever. But now we have, people are going to put a stamp of respect on it, because now you have top universities that are able to do brain scans and show that things are shifting in people's minds, that there's so much research out there to show that psilocybin deals with depression, that it deals with anxiety, that it deals with addiction, all these different things. So now that we have the research out there, and now we have practitioners that know how to approach it in a respectful manner, people can get more from it, all right?
Now Nikki mentioned psilocybin. Is that something that's available in the health food store, or where do you get psilocybin?
No, this is what you consider magic mushrooms.
Oh, mushrooms.
Illegal.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
So you
That's where the people come in. That's where it's time to talk to your state representatives and say, hey, put this on the ballot because this is medicine that's going to help our community.
I want to share. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Also, you stand on your indigenous rights to know that this is part of your culture, to know that, hey, you know, you have the ayahuasca church, you have different other churches out there that are standing on their indigenous rights to know that this is a part of their culture and their way of being. This is our spirituality. We're not using this to get profit or to get rich or to get people high or anything. No, we're using this to peel back the various layers of trauma and to get at the root of who you truly are.
I want to share a quick story with you. I signed up to do ayahuasca here in Orlando. They actually imported a guy from Brazil to work in a house of a Brazilian couple. And I have had so much reluctancy about it. When they told me about the frog medicine, I'm like, frog medicine? Ah, what? Yeah, I was like, my mind was going crazy. The morning that I was to go to this house and participate in this, there was a green frog in my shower. And I was like, what the? It's like what I had never seen a frog in my house. And this, I was living in a tiny house on wheels at the time, 160 square feet. I had never seen a frog anywhere around the place. And a green frog in my shower. Look, okay, I guess that's a green light. Go ahead. So I had an amazing, beautiful experience for 12 hours with ayahuasca and the frog. And I got my little frog tattoo here on my arm.
Right.
So I can really identify and share with what and confirm what you're saying, the need for us to experiment and enjoy these ancient practices, our
right.
healing. And that's why this meeting today is so important, to help people exit the mafia, pharmaceutical mafia system, and get back into our ancestors' way of healing and doing things. Okay, so Nikki Morgan, I want to hear from you. Brother Dooley says the number one thing to get to navigate the bullshit is spiritual practice, plant medicines. What's your thought, Nikki Morgan, on how we navigate going forward the bullshit and all the propaganda that's still coming at people? Not to mention, you know, just turning off your TV and getting out in nature. That's like my number one thing. I have a brother, a friend, Elitam Elamine is a close friend of mine. He's a breatharian. And what he does is he goes all over India. He was in India during Corona teaching breatharian lifestyle, doing Qigong and I might host him in June here in Orlando. I'm really praying about that because people need to hear his message. There's this spectrum of food addiction on one end where people are eating 3-4 meals a day, snacking all day on the crappy comfort food. And then there's Elitam Elamine, who doesn't eat or drink anything, and he's outside in nature flying around with butterflies and in this high vibrational frequency. So between the Elitam Elamines of no food, no water, just nature nourishment, and the people who are over here 3 meals a day with cancer, diabetes, we got to bring, we need to bring balance to our lifestyle. So Nikki, take it away on what are some of the things you think are important to navigate through all this?
Internal reflection is really important. That mirror conversation is really important. So also echoing what Wadulia is saying about having a spiritual practice, being able to go inside and be able to say, wait, why do I feel like this? Whenever you're feeling anything outside, if it's sticking, if it's challenging, like what's happening here, and it doesn't even have to be the story. If you're able to move the energy, then that is sufficient, because sometimes the memories that we're having and the reactions that we're having may not be based on what we're visualizing in our present world. But it could be something that you're holding from other lives. Definitely allowing yourself to use your tools, and the tools being your stones, being your plant allies, being your animal allies, being the sunlight. For me in particular, my body must be free in all of the ways. So I encourage the freeing of the natural body, or nudity, and then of course, being kind to yourself, giving yourself grace. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much. And now, Nikki Monty, give us your wisdom, knowledge about navigating 2022. I think this is going to be an awesome year for us who are conscious and who have these tools. And it really is upon us. We were born for such a time as this, with all the zombies around us and all the ignorance. We have a role to play to shine our light. So Nikki Monty, let's do that gong. And what else would you add to what your brother and sister have said about how we navigate through all this?
Well, I can attest to what I do. And so every day I wake up in a spirit of gratitude. It's always something I learn every day.
Yeah.
So I start off my day with giving thanks to my ancestors, and I give myself the time so that I can, you know, get up. You know, a lot of people like to just jump up, and then that creates stress throughout the day. So I say give yourself time to take time so that you can awaken within or rise with the day. And then if I make room for the things that I would like to do, then I allow sound to support me. And I do utilize breath exercises like the 4-7-8, which calms the nervous system down, because I'm really, you know, I can get on edge very easy because I'm just an excited person. So that's why sound helps so much. So I'll put on, you know, indigenous flute music, or I'll put on water sounds, or I'll use Tibetan healing bowls or something to keep me calm and allow those frequencies to continue to play throughout the home, throughout the day. So that's a constant reminder, because your body will have recall based on a healing experience with specific sounds. So if there's, like for me, I love house music and I love to dance. So in days where I'm feeling more upbeat and I have more energy, then I'll turn on my speakers and I'll blast house music throughout the house, and it sets a tone for everybody that's in here, including our pets, which is interesting. So, you know, once you feel good, then it transfers out to everyone else that's around you. So start off your day with making yourself feel good and finding your own medicine.
And hallelujah.
Other medicines, people are medicine too.
Yes.
So there's many different things that you can do, but sound is frequency, which is us. So that's something that will set you up for success every day.
Wow, this time has gone by so fast. I would love to do a part two on Sunday night and get the other participants in there. So I'll talk to you guys all over in texting and all that, and see if you want to come together on Sunday night and bring in the other participants. But you're so right, Nikki Monty, about not jumping out of bed. You and Brother Dooley missed the beginning of the show where Nikki and I were doing our joint rolling on the floor, and that's how I start my morning. I start my morning with gratitude in bed and rolling my joints, my ankles, my head. I don't get out of bed. And I'm like you, gratitude. And here's for all of you listening, for the 3 points from these three beautiful souls. Number one, having a spiritual practice, using plant medicine when you can. Number two, internal reflection. So true. Take your clothes off, run around naked, dancing, reflection in the mirror, tools like sunlight. And then finally, I'm with you, gratitude. Gratitude is so important. Sound, music. Music is key. That's number one in my life. Music is like what really drives, inspires me. And dancing and gratitude and forgiveness. And we started out stressing the importance of gratitude, of forgiveness in the sexual healing journey. So thank you all so much for joining me. We're at the end. And we're going to hopefully continue this Sunday night. We'll send you some text. See how you're feeling about that coming back on Sunday, or at least having the other participants join us Sunday night so we can really promote the interdimensional journey this next week. It's so important in my mind that people get a jump start out of the sick care system and into a healthy, holistic, spiritual practice in their life, so we don't have a repeat of this twilight zone we've been in for 2 years. So everybody have a wonderful, beautiful day. Get out in the sun and nature. Love you all. Thank you, Simon. It's been a pleasure having you here. So let's do it. Let's keep this light shining and just bathing in the spirit energy, going with this movement that we're in.
And be sure to get your copy.
So we're going to say thank you to all our global
family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
Vietnam,
to our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeonkunyeon, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Nyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Shalom.
Beata, where can we find this, like, online?
It's on Facebook Live, and I'll send you an email or a text on Facebook Live.
Do you have my number or any of our numbers?
I have whoever I've been communicating with who has been sharing this. Let's see, who is it? Yusikal? Who's Yusikal? Yusiko. Yeah, Yusiko. Yeah, I'll send it out to Yusiko. And if you want to connect with me, it's 407-701-5494. You can text me on that number.
Say that again,
407-701-5494.
Oh, and you're in Orlando.
Yes.
Nikki, I'm going to grab that from you because I still missed it.
407-701-5494. And Yusiko has all my information, and I'll send the where you can pull this up on Blog Talk. It's on the internet on blogtalkradio.com. It's on my Facebook page and where else. And it'll be on my Facebook page forever.
I wanted to know your Facebook so I could share it.
Okay, I'll share. If you send me your phone number, I'll send you the link. I'll share it with you in your text. Or how can I connect with you on Facebook?
Oh, mine is Shaman Dooley.
Shaman Dooley, D-U-L-I.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about
you,
and you, Nikki?
No,
my Facebook is kind of strange, so I don't share my Facebook.
Okay,
I have a Facebook page that is My Spiritology. So I'll text that to you.
Okay.
Along with my number.
Okay.
I'm doing that right now. I'll share my Facebook page that is connected to my.
Okay, and then Nikki, do you have a Facebook you want to give?
I do. It's Nikki. It can be Nikki Persephone Morgan, or if you look up Nikki Experience, it should still come up.
Nikki Experience.
If you search Nikki Experience, it should come up. Or look for Nikki Persephone Morgan.
Stephanie Morgan. Okay. All right.
Stephanie, like the goddess that fell in love with Hades and brings